Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of John. John chapter 1, we're going to read verse 6 through 9, verse 15, and then 19 through 23. John chapter 1, verse 6, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world." Verse 15, "John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me." And our text for today, verse 19 through 23. "And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? Hey, John, who are you? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elias or Elijah? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he said, No. Then said they unto them, Well then, who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest of thyself? And he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." Heavenly Father, help us today. You've got a great message, a wonderful, the best message. Help us to hear it. Help us to receive Christ into our hearts and into our lives, that what we hear, what we see, what we read would make a difference in our lives, and that others would see the Lord in our lives and want to follow him. Please help us to glorify the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is the record or testimony of John. If you go to court, you testify. You tell what happened. And they write it down. The court reporters, they make a record of your testimony. And this is John's testimony. We just read a couple of minutes ago that God sent John to preach and to bear witness of Jesus Christ, that light that lights every man that comes into the world. But this is his testimony. He said, I'm not the Christ. I'm not the prophet Elijah. And I'm not the prophet that Moses taught us about. No, no, I'm not him. Nope, not that one either. Well, we know who you're not, but who are you? So that we can go tell those guys that sent us, hey, this is what John testified. What do you got to say for yourself, John? And in verse 23, he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, just like Isaiah said. So there's four questions and I guess another one afterwards. And we'll try to get through at least the four questions, but the fifth one's wonderful. But I want to start to say that, art thou the Christ? The Christ, as in Jesus Christ. The definition of Christ in English, Christ is a Greek word. It's a translation from the Hebrew Messiah. But the word Messiah, the word Christ, they mean the same thing, but it means anointed or to be smeared on, and specifically smeared on with the Holy Spirit. You know, I'm an old man. Today, there are different things. But when I was a kid, if I skinned my knee or something like that, I'd go inside and Mama would smear on some ointment, some stuff that came out of a tube or whatever. When we speak of some preacher being anointed, I don't know what we mean, but I know what the word means. It means to be smeared on or empowered by the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ, the word Jesus means Savior. He's the Savior that's anointed or empowered by the Holy Spirit. That's a specific thing. And in our continuing study, we'll take a look at that in more detail. But the understanding of the word Christ is essential to our message today. In Daniel chapter 9, answering the first question, are you the Christ? Perhaps a familiar passage. Daniel chapter 9, it's about four verses long, but we'll look at verse 25 and 26. These are Daniel's 70 weeks, a prophetic timeline of the entire history of the world, from that time to the end. Daniel's 70 weeks. But he said, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, and you can read about that in Nehemiah and stuff like that, from the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto Messiah, or Christ, the Prince, shall be 70 weeks, and 62 weeks. Oh yeah, the street will be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times. And again, you can read Ezra and Nehemiah. You can read about that. All the struggles they had when they came back from their captivity in Iraq, or Babylon. But after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. The word cut off, it's a Hebrew idiom. It means to die or to be killed. But Daniel is giving a timeline of when the Messiah would be killed, but he didn't die for himself. He died for us. He was innocent, we're the guilty. He gave his life for us, a ransom, that we could go free. John said, no, I'm not the Messiah. I'm not the one that's going to die for the sins of everybody. I'm not. But again, the word Messiah or Christ means to be smeared on or anointed with the Holy Spirit. Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. And it goes on. But that's what the anointing is for. The anointing is not to make a preacher look good. It's not so that the preacher could get people to follow him and give him the offering or mail it in or credit card or whatever. It has nothing to do with the preacher, but the one the true preacher preaches about, and that's Christ. The anointing is to preach the gospel, not the prosperity message. Hey, if you send $100, you get a hundredfold return, blah, 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 whatever. It's not any of that. To preach the truth. To preach the truth. And that the focus, as Paul said, we don't preach ourselves, but we preach Christ. The focus of preaching is on Christ and not the preacher. The example of John, he says, no, I'm not. I'm not any of those things. I'm not. I'm just a voice. I'm the one preaching. But the one that comes after me, he's mightier than me. I'm not worthy to unloose or unlatch or untie his shoes. He's the one we ought to be looking at. Isaiah chapter 11. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. Jesse was David's father. We understand that Jesus is the son of David. Isaiah chapter 53. There would be a root out of dry ground. So this rod out of the stem of Jesse is Jesus Christ, who comes to the earth, born of a virgin. There shall be a rod come forth out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And it goes on testifying of Jesus Christ. You know, everywhere you look, Isaiah and the other prophets and some other people, they were testifying about the coming of the Messiah. But this theme that Jesus would be anointed, that's one of the ways that Jesus was identified. Yes, John's testimony, hey, there he is. But also Jacob's ladder. And again, we'll study that. When the Spirit of God came from heaven and rested upon Jesus Christ and remained. He's the anointed one. He's the Messiah. He's the Christ. Jesus Christ. The one filled with and empowered by the Holy Ghost. But let's move on. The next question, are you Elijah or Elias? And he said, no. No, I'm not. I don't have the reference handy. I wish I had written it down, but we've covered it before. But Jesus said, if you receive it, John the Baptist is Elijah, which was for to come. And a couple of months ago, I guess it was, we took probably 2 or 3 weeks to go through Malachi chapter 4. And we saw that John would come as Moses, preaching the book, testifying from the Old Testament, and as Elijah. But his message, as we said just a minute ago, John's message was to preach and to teach, hey, Christ is coming, just like the Old Testament said, and oh, by the way, here he is. Here he is. He announced the Messiah, identified him, identified Jesus as the one the Old Testament told us about. But let's look at Matthew chapter 16. Verse 13 through 17, John, are you Elijah? And he said no. But let's look at what Jesus said. Because he says the same thing. It's the same kind of question, and he gives a very similar answer. Matthew 16, verse 13, when Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Hey, I've been preaching for a couple of years, whatever, and everybody's got all these opinions about who I am, because, you know, I haven't really said who I am. What are they saying? What do they think? Man on the street interview. What are they saying? Who am I? And the disciples said, well, some say that you're John the Baptist. Okay, that's interesting. John was beheaded, but is Jesus the return of John the Baptist? Just as Malachi said, hey, John the Baptist is the return, if you will, of Elijah. Some were saying that Jesus was the return of John the Baptist. Oh, and some other guy said that you're Elijah. And others, Jeremiah the prophets, or maybe one of the other prophets. Man, everybody's saying all this stuff. Nobody really knows. But then Jesus asked his own disciples, who've been with him for a couple of years or whatever, but who do you say that I am? And the Holy Spirit revealed to Simon Peter, thou art the Christ, the Anointed One, the Son of the Living God. And Jesus, in verse 17, it was God that told you that, Peter, because I never did, and nobody else has been saying, but you're right. I'm the Messiah. I'm the Christ. Oh, and by the way, the Son of God. Okay, two questions up, two questions down. Let's look at the third question that the Pharisees and scribes asked. Hey, John, are you that prophet, the one that Moses told us about? Well, let's read Moses. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15 through 19. It says, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, and unto him shall ye hearken. That was Moses' testimony. Hey, I'm your prophet. I'm the one that delivered you from Egypt. That's great. But God's going to bring somebody just like me later on down the road. Oh, about the time of the fulfillment of Malachi chapter 4, let's say. The prophet will be of your brethren. He'll be a Jew. And he'll be like me, a thunderous prophet on the banks of Jordan, just like Malachi chapter 4 said. And people are going to listen at that time. And it goes on, but it says it again in verse 18. I'm going to raise up a prophet, a Jew. I'll put words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not listen or hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. You see, when Jesus came, fine, he was born in a manger. He was led to the cross and killed. But when he comes back as king. He won't ride into Jerusalem on a donkey, but from heaven on a white charger. And the buck will stop with him. And if you won't listen to Christ, if you won't listen to Jesus, you're going to have to answer to God. Again, Jesus, He's the Messiah. He's the Christ. He's the Son of the living God. And all bucks stop with Him. But the Pharisees' last question of this grouping, and then he asked another one afterwards. Okay, John, well, what do you have to say for yourself? You're not the Messiah. You're not that prophet, etc., etc. We've been through all of that, but, well, what do you have to say for yourself? What are you doing? Who are you? And he said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. He's the voice of one. The one is God. We just saw that. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto the words that he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. John didn't have his own ideas, didn't have his own message, wasn't out because of himself, but because God called him. And God told him what to say. And John knew that he was just a voice speaking for God. Just a little voice, but speaking for God. But he was crying or preaching or crying out or what have you in the wilderness. And we know from Matthew chapter 3, he was on the banks of Jordan. Not in the city, but out in the country, preaching. That's his testimony. This is what I'm sent to do. I'm just a voice preaching what God said out here, out in the woods. Isaiah chapter 40, I'll cut to the chase, verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God, or make his path straight. But then it begins in this passage of Isaiah 40 to talk about the millennium, the things that will happen in the millennium, that all things would be set right, the crooked will be made straight, the rough places will be made plain. The valley will be filled up, and every mountain and hill pushed down. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. In other words, Jesus Christ, when he returns. I'll say it again, when Jesus Christ returns to the earth, everybody will see it. Everybody will see it. Just as the angel said in Acts chapter 1, when Christ went up in a cloud back to heaven, the two angels, however many it was, says, hey, don't worry, he's coming back on a cloud and every eye will see him. Again, John's message is, hey, look at Christ. The Old Testament's message is, hey, look at Christ. So, hey, why don't we look at Christ? And we'll get to that extra question that the Pharisees asked next time. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's JoeyKelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.